Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights, where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering the Veblen effect, luxury products and conspicuous consumption in behavioral economics. Welcome to the captivating realm of conspicuous consumption, where the allure of luxury goes beyond mere functionality and ventures into the domains of social status and prestige. At the heart of this intricate tapestry of behavioral economics lies the Veblen effect, a phenomenon named after the economist Thorstein Veblen. This concept delves into the psychology behind this conspicuous consumption of goods, revealing that the demand for certain luxury products actually intensifies as their prices rise, defying conventional economic logic. Luxury is attention to detail, originality, exclusivity, and above all, quality, as articulated by Angelo Bonatti. This insightful perspective underscores the multifaceted nature of luxury, emphasizing elements that go beyond material possession. In the grand narrative of consumer behavior, these indulgences serve as a means of signaling wealth and social standing. Join us on an enlightening journey through the opulent corridors of human desire, where the Veblen effect intricately weaves together the threads of desire, exclusivity, and the pursuit of unparalleled quality in the consumption of luxury products. So let's jump in with a definition of Veblen effect. The Veblen effect, in academic terms, refers to a phenomenon within behavioral economics where the demand for a particular good or service increases as its price increases, contrary to the typical law of demand. Named after the economist Thorstein Veblen, this effect is rooted in the concept of conspicuous consumption, where individuals conspicuously display and consume goods and services to signal social status and prestige. The Veblen effect suggests that certain luxury or high-priced items become more desirable as their cost escalates. As consumers perceive ownership of such items as a symbol of affluence and exclusivity. In essence, the Veblen effect challenges traditional economic assumptions by highlighting the importance of social context and signaling in shaping consumer preferences and purchasing behavior. In other words, the Veblen effect is a behavioral economic phenomenon in which the demand for a good increases as the price rises, driven by the perception that higher prices enhance the product's status and exclusivity, challenging traditional economic theories. An example of the Veblen effect can be observed in the luxury watch industry. Consider a high-end watch brand that releases limited edition timepieces with a hefty price tag. Despite the elevated cost, these watches become even more desirable to certain consumers. The increased price is not perceived as a deterrent, instead it adds to the appeal of exclusivity and social status associated with owning such a prestigious item. In this context, the Veblen effect is at play as the higher price enhances the desirability of the luxury watch, making it a coveted symbol of wealth and distinction for those who seek to conspicuously display their affluence. Now let's apply this to marketing with the Veblen effect. Luxury products and conspicuous consumption in behavioral economics. Marketers can strategically leverage the Veblen effect in product strategy to enhance the perceived value and desirability of their offerings. Here are several ways to incorporate the Veblen effect into product strategy. Limited editions and exclusivity. Create limited edition versions of products emphasizing their exclusivity. Limited availability enhances the allure and encourages consumers to view the product as a status symbol. Premium pricing. Set a higher price for certain products to convey a sense of exclusivity and prestige. This premium pricing strategy can trigger the Veblen effect, making the product more desirable to a specific target market. Luxury brand associations cultivate associations with luxury brands or influencers to elevate the perceived status of the product. Aligning with prestigious entities can enhance the product's image and trigger the Veblen effect. Distinctive design and branding. Invest in unique and distinctive product designs coupled with sophisticated branding. Aesthetic elements that set the product apart contribute to the Veblen effect as consumers associate exclusivity with distinctive features. Scarcity marketing. Emphasize scarcity in marketing communications, highlighting limited stock or availability. This scarcity marketing tactic amplifies the perceived exclusivity and can drive demand through the Veblen effect. Premium packaging and presentation. Invest in high quality, luxurious packaging to enhance the overall presentation of the product. Aesthetic details and premium packaging contribute to the perception of exclusivity and elevate the product's desirability. Event-based marketing. Tie product launches or promotions to exclusive events, creating a sense of privilege for participants. Events can be used to underscore the exclusivity associated with the product. VIP memberships and programs. Introduce VIP memberships or loyalty programs that offer exclusive benefits to a select group of customers. This creates a tiered system that aligns with the Veblen effect, as members feel privileged and exclusive. Storytelling and heritage. Craft compelling stories around the product, emphasizing its heritage, craftsmanship, or unique journey. A narrative that reinforces the product's exceptional qualities contributes to the Veblen effect. Customization options. Offer customization options for high-end products, allowing customers to personalize their purchases. Customization adds an element of uniqueness, enhancing the perceived exclusivity. By incorporating these strategies, marketers can tap into the psychological dynamics of the Veblen effect, fostering a perception of luxury, exclusivity, and social distinction that resonates with the target audience. Wrapping it up. Understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. As we conclude our exploration into the captivating realm of the Veblen effect, we find ourselves immersed in the nuanced dance between luxury products and conspicuous consumption within the framework of behavioral economics. The Veblen effect, with its roots in the desire for social distinction, has illuminated the complex interplay between consumer choices and societal signals of status. This episode has unraveled the mystique behind the allure of luxury, showcasing how the price tag of certain goods becomes a symbol of exclusivity and prestige. In the tapestry of behavioral economics, the Veblen effect serves as a poignant reminder that in the world of luxury, value is not solely derived from utility, but is intricately woven with the threads of social perception and aspiration. As consumers continue to navigate the intersection of desire and societal signaling, the Veblen effect remains a compelling force that shapes the landscape of conspicuous consumption and challenges traditional economic theories. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.